Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉神旨意召作耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟索提尼写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Verse 4, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们主耶稣基督显现，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Verse 9, and we will be concentrating on this verse.
第九节，我们要注重这一节。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，我们原是被他所召，好与他儿，我们的主耶稣基督一同得。
God is faithful, who called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And then in 1 John chapter 1,
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1,
约翰一书第一章。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen, we bear witness, proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father,and was manifested to us, what we have seen, what we have heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And verse 4, and these things we writeSo that your joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is, and in him there is darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light,As he himself is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And Revelation chapter 3 verse 20，
启示录第三章第二十节。
Revelation 3:20，
启示三章二十节。
Jesus is speaking here of the Laodicean church.
耶稣在这里对老底家教会讲话。
And this is a church that has become very lukewarm.
这个老底家教会是一种在不冷不热的光景中。
And we see one of the saddest pictures here in the entire Bible.
这是让我们看见圣经中最让人悲伤的一个图画。
For we find the Lord Jesus outside the church, knocking at the door.
因为我们看见主耶稣是在教会的门以外在敲门。
He has not removed the candlestick.
他并没有把那个灯台挪去。
But he cannot fellowship with the brethren there in the Laodicean church.
但是他却不能够和在老底家教会的弟兄姐妹有交通。
And in the 20th, the Lord Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him.And he with me.
看到我站在门外敲门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Is this working?
It's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's all right if the red light is on. Yeah.Before we pray,
我们祷告以先。
And we're getting this battery changed.
我们要换一下那个电池。
Everything in creation has a spiritual meaning.
神所造的每一件事情都有一个属灵的那个内容。
When we begin to see that, we can look at anything and everything around us, including our bodies, and say,What is the meaning of this created thing or being?
如果我们明白这件事情，就看所有的事情，甚至看我们的身体，我们都可以这样问：这个被造物有什么意义？
Why did God create us with 9 bodily systems?
为什么神造我们好像是一个很好的这个人体的系统？
He could have created us without the ability to have to breathe.
他本来可以造我们，是我们不需要呼吸的。
I know it might come as a question or maybe even a sad thought that in eternity we might not even eat or drink.
但我也就带来一个不好的消息，就是到永远里面我们也许不需要吃也不
Imagine Chinese people living without eating?
你能想想中国人在那个时候他生活他也不吃也不喝吗
Actually, in every race, when we travel, we notice that people love to eat.
其实我这些所旅行去的地方我看看各个民族他们都喜欢吃。
But God has given us bodies that have to take in food.
但是神却给我们一个身体，就必须要取用食物。
He's given us a nervous system.
他也给我们神经系统。
He's given us a system of glands.
他也给我们那些淋巴腺的系统。
We have a skeletal system. We can stand upright.
我们有骨骼让我们可以站直。
We have a system of muscles that hold the skeleton together.
也有肌肉系统能够把那个骨骼把它撑起来。
We have a reproductive system so that mind, human race can continue.
我们有生育系统好让那个人类可以繁衍。
We have a circulatory system to carry blood.
我们还有那个血液的循环的系统可以让血液流动。
All these systems have a spiritual reason for being created.
所有这些系统里面都有一个属灵的原因。
And that includes our respiratory system.
然后也包括我们呼吸的系统。
And there is a whole message alone just on why we have a respiratory system and what it is to portray.
就是说到那个呼吸系统我们要呼吸这个背后就有整个的一篇的信息
What is it?
是什么
Why do we breathe in and out 13, 14, 15 times a minute?
为什么我们一分钟要13、14次的吸入呼出
What is God trying to do?
神他要表达的信息
He is conveying to us the needTo breathe in His life of the Holy Spirit.
神告诉我们说，我们要吸入他的那个气息，就是圣灵。
And at the same time, we are to exhale anything that is not of Him.
然后把一切不是出于他的都要呼出去。
And so He has left us with this breathing in and breathing out to constantly remind us how much we need His life.
所以他就用这个吸入呼出来不住地提醒我们我们是多么的需要他
And therefore, when we pray prior to having a gathering,
所以我们在聚会之前的祷告
There is purpose in it
就有一个目的
We need the teaching instructor of the Holy Spirit to convey to us the true meaning of His word
我们就是需要圣灵来做教师来把那个话里真实的意义来传达给我们
No man is clever enough to take the word of God and to convey it into the hearts of people
没有传道人能够聪明到一个地步能够把神的话传达给人
I cannot even see your heart this morning
我甚至都不能够看见你们的心
I would say probably all of usHave some burdens, some pressure in our life, even right now.
我想我们每个人就是现在在我们的生命中，也许有一些压力。
There are uncertainties regarding this coming week.
也许要来的一周有一些让我们不确定的因素。
There can be fears.
也许是一些惧怕。
And yet, what a friend we have in Jesus.
但是何等朋友我主耶稣。
And the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit.Wants to give us the answer and fill us with peace.
但是主借着他的圣灵想给我们答案，并且用平安充满我们。
And that's why we pray.
所以我们为什么要祷告
？And we pray ceasing.
并且我们要不住的祷告。
And to the degree that we continue to pray throughout, the Holy Spirit comes in, and we exhale any thoughts of worry, of fear, of anger.
甚至一天里面我们都这样祷告吸入圣灵呼出我们的那些焦虑惧怕
This is the Christian walk
这个就是基督徒的那个行走
The Christian walk isn't coming to a meeting and parking ourselves here for 2 or 3 hours and then going home and saying I've done my Christian duty
基督徒的行走不是到这儿来2-3个小时然后就走了然后我们就说我尽了基督徒的职分
It's a moment by moment experiencing the life of the Lord
而是时时刻刻经历主的生命
But if that life is not breathed in by faith it's of no avail
但是这个生命如果不是凭着信心吸进来它就不能够有功效
And many of us believers I know in my own life we can walk around for yearsReally, as dead people, as far as our walk with the Lord is concerned.
那对许多信徒的人，包括我自己也是，有很多年都可以真好像一个死人一样，没有真正的有这样的生命。
So let's just take a moment and ask the Lord. to fill us with his life for these few minutes.
所以让我们求主来在这些时间用他的生命来充满我们。
Father, we are thankful you gave us the privilege this morning of worshiping with you.
父，感谢你给我们的特权，早上可以来敬拜你。
Declaring your worth and our nothingness.
可以宣告你的话，和我们的一无所有。
And even now, we declare we are nothing without you.
我们现在也宣告说，若没有你，我们就什么都不是。
You be everything for this hour.
在下面的这一小时，你成为一切。
In speaking and translating and hearing.
在说在翻的和听的。
We might walk out your friend throughout the week.
好，让我们要来的一周，我们可以与你这位朋友同行。
Fellowshipping with you through this week.
与你在下面一周有交通。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. Here we go. Patience.
需要忍耐。
None of us have patience, but the Lord is always teaching us patience.
我们都没有忍耐，主常常要教我们忍耐。
I'm very thankful for these devices because of my injured throat.
有这个扩音器，我很高兴，因为我的那个嗓子的关系。
It allows me to speak softly and not strain my injury, but at the same time be able to speak.
这让我可以轻轻的说话，这样不要碰到我嗓子的口，但是大家还能听见。
Praise the Lord, be my tech.
所以感谢主为了这些高科技。
But that brings up a point. All of our high-tech things need to be dedicated to the Lord.
这我也提到一点，就是所有我们高科技的东西都需要献给主。
They're not just to make life convenient and to entertain us. They are the Lord's.
不是只是为了让我们生活舒适，或者我们只是为了享受。
And our communication through using high-tech gadgets.Need to be from him, of him, and back for him.
就是这些高科技，用高科技的交通，我们要从他而来，靠着他，也为了他。
When we write notes to one another, they need to be really true fellowship.
当我们彼此写东西的时候，需要是真实的交通。
Encouraging one another.
彼此鼓励。
They're not devices of gossip.
不要一些当作彼此传流言蜚语的那些工具，乃是为了这荣耀。
This morning, if I was to give a title to our fellowship,
今天早上如果给我的交通起一个题目，
I would say I would call it our calling fellowship.
就是我们蒙召而交通。
We have been called into the fellowship of.The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们蒙召与耶稣基督有交通。
If there is one word that summarizes the entire Bible,
如果有一句话来一个词来总结整本圣经，
it could easily be this word fellowship.
很容易的用这个词就是交通。
It's like so many words, we get used to them and we.Lose the punch, the power of the word.
这个词我们常常用，但是有时候我们却没有体会里面的力量。
And it only becomes a trite saying.
好像弄成一个很普通讲法。
We say praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and pretty soon, we're just saying it like a greeting. It doesn't really mean anything.
比如说我们常常说赞美神赞美神，但有的时候就成了问安的话，其实成了好像没有意义的。
But this word fellowship has deep, deep meaning.
但是交通这个词却有很深很深的意义。
What does it mean?
它意味着什么？
Well, first of all, it's a sharing with one another.
首先是大家我们有分享。
Having everything in common,
就是让我们大家共用一些东西。
It is a oneness,
乃是唯一。
It is an agreement,
乃是我们彼此同心合一。
it's being on the same wavelength.
而是我们那个波长是一模一样的。
We see immediately we have a problem.
我想马上看见这儿有个问题。
Because for any one human being to be in agreement 100% with another human being is a very big, big task.
因为任何两个人100%的在所有事情上都一致，这是非常非常艰难的。
And we know this even as we look at the Christian community.
就是看这个基督教的这个世界也是。
How difficult it is for us to even fellowship with Christians down the street.
比如说，就像我们这样的聚会和我们接下面另外一个聚会的交通是何等的困难。
Because they don't call themselves Houston Christian Assembly, they call themselves Houston Baptist Church.
因为他们不把自己叫说叫小斯顿基督徒见证会，他们叫说是小斯顿浸信会。
So we immediately have victim regarding them because they have a different name than we.
所以我们很快就一个问号，他们怎么个不一样的名字？
Fellowship with man is absolutely impossible.
所以人和人之间这样的交通就成为不可能。
And yet, it is possible in the Lord.
但是在主里面却是可能的。
We have this ability to share time, resources, gifts with one another.
在主里面我们分享时间、资源和恩赐却是可能的。
And to the degree that all of us have died to ourselves,
就是我们要每个人都要向着自己死。
And we think more highly of the other person, our roommate, our spouse.
并且我们看别人比自己强，就是我们的配偶或者是我们的室友。
Thinking more highly of our other brothers and sisters.
就是高看其他的弟兄姐。
When we're able to lay down our thoughts, our ideas, and accept one.
这样就可以放下我们自己的思想面，而彼此接纳。
Many things that we disagree in are really minor things.
很多我们不能同意的事情其实都是很小的事情。
Everyone in here this morning that is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has something vitally in common.
我们在座每一个信主的人，我们都有最重要的东西是一模一样的。
And that is we are the Lord's.
就是我们都属乎主。
And that is the most important thought in the world.
这就是世上最重要的那个思想。
And even though we might not get together on any other thing necessarily agree, we are the Lord's.
就算是我们其他的事情上都不同意，但我们都属乎主。
And we can have fellowship.
我们这样就可以交通。
As you know, my wife and I travel almost continuously.
你知道我跟我的太太基本上是一直都在途中。
The last time I was in Houston is with you.
上次我在村的时候，我是跟大家在一起。
Almost a month ago, and last night we arrived, so we could be here this morning.
上次我们是一个月之前，所以昨天晚上我们才回到休斯顿，这样我们可以在一起。
One of the things that I am constantly learning.
我一直在学的一件事情。
That wherever we go, there are God's precious people.
就是无论我们去哪儿，都有神所保爱的百姓。
And no two groups of people come together and meet in the same way.
没有任何两群的人，他们聚集的时候是一模一样的方式。
I'm always amazed the many ways you can have the Lord's table.
所以我很惊讶，就是主的饼杯能够有那么多的方式。
No two gatherings have the Lord's table the same way.
就是没有任何两个聚集，他们在纪念主桌子的时候是一模一样。
And yet, these people, for the most part, are the Lord's.
但是这些百姓，在总体上说，他们都是主的。
And we need to have an attitude of fellowship with the entire body of Christ.
所以我们需要有一个态度，就是跟基督整个的身体都有交通。
We notice when the Holy Spirit came upon the church. In Acts 2,
我们看到当使徒行传第二章圣灵降到教会的时候
We see this passage in the 47-43 verse about them having everything in common.
我们看到那个几节之后他们就是凡物都公用
And this is one of the first heart issues that has to take place when we become born again.
所以
We have to have a heart issue regarding oneness and sharing everything with one another.
所以我们有一个很大的难处就是大家能够彼此公用。
That first church had everything in common.
而第一个教会你看见他们凡公用。
My money was not my money, our money.
我的钱不是我的钱是大家的钱。
My children were not my children, they're our children.
我的孩子不是我的孩子而是我们的孩子。
We are a company of believers, we are one.
我们是一个信主之人的公司，我们是一。
We share one another's problems.
我们的问题，我们也彼此担当。
We share one another's joys.
我们的那个喜乐也彼此分享。
When a baby is born, we rejoice.
有一个孩子生了，我们一同喜乐。
When one goes to be with the Lord, we grieve together.
如果有一个被主接去，我们也一同悲哀。
There is this agreement.
这个有那个同心合意。
And even though there in the first church, it was even outward.
在教会就是外面来看。
They came and they laid their money down and they shared in a communion together.
他们就把钱都拿，这样他们可以作为一个好像社团一样。
The principle is the most important thing.
这个原则是最重要。
Our heart.And our hearts need to be one with one another.
就是他们的心和我们的心需要彼此为一。
Accepting one another.
彼此接纳。
Aware of needs.
我们要常常注意到周围的需要。
And helping one another.
彼此帮助。
There is a lot of that that goes on.
并且还有许多这样的事情。
When you notice even in our financial statement each month,The amount of money that is given to those that are hurting, those in need.
就是你看见教会那个支出收入表，也看到有许多的钱是给那些需要、那些受伤的弟兄姐妹。
Without the left hand knowing what the right hand is doing.
那左手并不知道右手所做的事。
There are misunderstandings when it comes to fellowship.
说到交通这件事情常常有这样的误解
Fellowship in God is not a 911 situation
与神的交通不是那个紧急情况那样的光景
It can be a 911 emergency situation
可以与神的交通是发生在非常紧急的情况
And God desires to hear and listen
神也巴不得来听
But fellowship is not just an emergency only. God, I need you now.
但是交通并不是那种紧急情况才有，就是神，我现在可需要你。
We often get religious in crisis.
我们常常在危机的时候就变得很宗教。
The Old Testament history of Israel is filled with this mentality.
在旧约，你看以色列人，他们的心态就是这样。
Take the book of Judges.
你看士师记。
They repent.They're worshiping the Lord, and then there's a spiritual decline.
他们悔改敬拜神，然后就有属灵的那个退后。
God being a God of love, mercifully disciplines and chastens during this decline.
神因着他的爱和他的慈爱的缘故，在这个状态中就管教他们。
Under pressure, what do the children of Israel do? They cry out to the Lord.
那这些以色列人在这样的压力中，他们做什么？他们就呼求神。
And we see this from Genesis all the way to Malachi.
所以从创世纪一直到马拉基书，我们都看见这件事。
It's a characteristic of human nature.
这就是人的那个性格。
Typically, we want to live our own life.
就是在普通情况下，我们要过自己的生活。
Live our own life without God.
就是过一个没有神的生活。
But then we run into a dead end.
但是我们碰到那个好像碰到墙了。
There's a crisis.
我们碰见危机。
And then we turn to the Lord.
我们就转向神。
And we cry out.
我们就呼求他。
This is limited fellowship.
这个是非常有限的交通。
God desires this fellowship moment by moment.
神所渴望的是间断的交通。
During times of priority.
就是在你那个很发达的时候。
When Joseph was set up as head of Potiphar's house, he did not lose fellowship.
就是约瑟被在波提法家里他被弄成头的时候被做高位的时候他也没有失去这样的交通。
If he had, he would have probably made some mistakes in, leading the, Potiphar's household.
如果他当时没有这样交通也许他就会犯错误他就会离开波提法的家。
And he would have flunked the test of Potiphar's wife.
他也许会在波提法太太给他的那个引诱中他失败。
But because he constantly had fellowship with the Lord, morning, noon, and night throughout the day, he was able to pass those tests.
但是因为他常与主交通早中晚，所以他能够在那些试验中，他能够顺利的通过。
Fellowship is something that is man-made.
交通不是人造的。
Fellowship is something that originates from heaven.
交通乃是从天上开始的。
It is a heavenly calling.
乃是一个属天的呼召
And it's all in Christ.
而也是都在基督里
When we arrived home last night, we met a sister for dinner.
昨天晚上我们回到家里我们和一个姐妹一同吃晚餐
And the fellowship for that hour was amazing. This sister was discussing family, marriage, things in the fellowship.
我们跟那姐妹一小时的交通是让人惊讶，因为我们交通到家庭，交通到婚姻，交通到我们的聚会。
And everything that she said related to the Lord Jesus.
她所交通的一切都与主有关。
Lessons learned, lessons being learned.
就是已学的功课和正在学的功课。
This is fellowship.
这个叫做
教。The Bible is filled with a lesson of fellowship.
圣经里头也满了那些交通的故事。
We know that God came down in the cool of the night to be with Adam and Eve.
我们知道在天气凉风的时候神就跟亚当和夏娃那里他到他那里去。
God didn't create man, man and woman on this earth just to, observe them.
神不是造了天地和那个男人女人只是为了看看他们
Just to manifest his glory and his ability
只是彰显他的荣耀他的大能
And he had a purpose
神有一个心意
And his purpose was to fellowship with man talk with man be one with man
这个心意就是和人交通与人能够唯一
The patriarchs knew what fellowship was all about andAbraham is called the friend of God.
先祖们他们也知道交通是什么意思亚伯拉罕就被称为神的朋友
Every time Abraham built an altar it had what? Fellowship.
亚伯拉罕每一次筑祭坛都是因着
At that altar he would stop and he would first of all he would worship the Lord.
在那个筑祭坛的时候他要敬拜神
And then he would say Lord thank you for bringing me thus far.
他说神谢谢你把我带到现在这个地步
And then he would turn to the Lord and say where do I go from here
然后他也转向神说我前面往要往哪里去
And all of this made up this communication with the Lord
所以这些都组成他跟主之间的交通
He talked with God
他与神说话
Noah talked with God
挪亚也与神讲话
Enoch walked as did Noah with God
以挪也与神同行
This word walking We're not talking about just walking side by side We're talking about fellowshipping together
这个走不是说看见外头的行走而是一起在那里交通
Communing together
而是彼此的那个交流
As we go on we see Jesus fellowshipping with his disciples
再往前看我们看见主耶稣和门徒交通
There was a limitation
当然那里面有受一样的限制
Jesus was way up here The disciples were way down here spiritually But Jesus fellowshiped with them
从属灵上主是那样的高，他的门徒是那样的低，但是主仍然与他们交通。
He did not make fun of them because they were so ignorant in so many things.
主没有因着这些他的门徒这样的无知而取笑他们。
He did not elevate himself by boasting regarding his intelligence and his wisdom.
他也主耶稣也没有高举自己，因着他那样的有智慧有聪明。
He met them on their level.
主是照着门徒的那个层次来遇见他们。
Fellowship in life，
他是在生命中与他们交通。
Not trying to impress，
不是要给他们一个什么好的印象。
On Friday nights when we come together， it's not a time to impress everyone what you've read。
星期五我们彼此读圣经的时候，并不是来显扬别人你这一礼拜读了什么书。
Anytime we're in a place of ministry， it's not to impress。
当我们参加服事的时候，也不是要来显扬自己。
It's a time to communicate Christ，
而是交流基督。
Share His abilities，
来分享他的能力。
Because we truly are nothing，
因为真的我们什么都不是。
We notice how Israel really was a failed fellowship throughout the Bible。
我们也看见说在以色列整本圣经他们怎么样在交通这件事情上失败。
And then when we get to the apostles, they really outline the subject on fellowship.
那使徒们他在这里来告诉我们交通的那一些的重点。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
This is the message also.
这就是使徒给我们的信息。
What is with God?
与交通是什么？
First of all, it's sharing His life, His Spirit.
第一就是与他的生命与他的灵有交通。
It's sharing His nature.
就是与他的性分享与他的性情。
I don't know about you, but I don't like my nature.
我不知道你，我并不喜欢我自己的天
性。My natural nature.Can be angry.
我天然的性情可以是非常的愤怒。
Short temper.
很容易就发怒。
Impatient.
也不忍耐。
Boastful.
并且满了自夸。
And we are born, all of us, with that various characteristic coveting, wanting what someone else has.
我们大家生来其实常常有这些，包括贪婪，别人有什么。
But God has given us fellowship with Him, or we share His life.
但是神却让我们与他沟通或者分享与他。
His nature and character.
有份于他的性情，他的性格。
Or we share in His will.
或者也与他的那个旨意。
Not our will be done, but His will be done.
不是我们的旨意成就，乃是他的旨意成就。
You see, it's our self-will that prevents fellowship.
你看见说我们自己的旨意就会拦阻这个样的交通。
We share in His rest.
我们也与他的安息有份。
And in Philippians 3:10, we share in His fellowship of His suffering.
腓立比书三章第十节，我们与他的受苦有份。
Now suffering in the Bible has a number of reasons, a number of meanings.
在圣经中受苦有几个意义。
We often suffer because we're.Being corrected by the Lord.
有的时候我们受苦是因为主教正我们。
As I said, we might be going this direction, and the Lord is going to correct that by putting something in our life.
也许我们走一个方向，主就在我们生活中放一些的事物来拦阻我们。
Something else us.
那些事情让我们降卑。
The Lord also brings in to teach us.It's a learning process.
主也给我们受苦来教导我们，让我们学。
Jesus, suffered and he learned obedience through that suffering.
耶稣也借着所受的苦难学了顺服。
And then suffering is also put in our life to be testimony.
受苦也让我们的生命中有见证。
As we fellowship with the Lord, as we give the Lord credit, and we're going through.Deep valleys, it's testimony of His life.
当我们那样来尊崇主， 但是我们进入死荫有深的那个幽谷一样，那个就是一个见证。
By his strength, by his power, we're able to rise above the circumstances in our life.
借着他的能力和大能，我们就在我们这些环境中，我们能够起来。
This is the way Jesus led me 3 years.
这就是主耶稣33年在的光景。
This is the way the apostle lived his years on this earth as a believer.
就是保罗弟兄作为信徒在地上所过的生活。
When we see that long list of things in 2 Corinthians 11 that he went through,
我们看见哥林多后书那一大长串的他所经历的苦难。
Always praising the Lord.
总是在那里赞美主。
This only occurred because he was in constant fellowship with the Lord.
他能够这样是因为他一直与主有交通。
Breathing in the Lord's life.
吸入主的生命。
And then saying, thank you, Lord, for that life.
然后对主说，谢谢你给我这样的生命。
And going through the event.
然后就经过这些事情。
As Isaiah calls it, through the fire.
以赛亚说，就是我们经过那个火。
Through the flood.
经过那个水。
This is fellowship.
这个是交通。
How do we have fellowship with our Heavenly Father?
我们怎样与我们的天父有交通？
First of all, we must realize that God is the one who initiates.
第一件事情我们必须知道说是神是起头的。
He is the suitor. He is the pursuer.
他是那个追求的那一位。
None of us pursue the God.
我们没有任何一个人来追求他。
Now we might think we did.
我们也许想说我们追求了神。
But we were all like sheep going astray. We were going in this direction.
但是其实我们却是如羊走迷。
And at different times in our life, God started putting things in our life to draw us towards Him.
神常常借着事情把我们从那个不对的方向带回来。
And that continues even after we become believers.
就是在我们成了信主的人之后也是这样。
We have a fallen nature.
我们有个堕落的天性。
And we have this natural impulsion to go away.
我们有个天然的那个天性就是过我们自己的生活。
Figure out this health problem ourselves.
就是用我们自己的办法来解决健康的难处。
Google this particular question and get the answer from man.
我们也上网去查找某一个问题来去找那个答案。
All of us in this auditorium have different things in our life right now.
我们所做的这里面每一个人都有类似的事情。
And God wants us to come back to Him for the solution, step by step.
神想让我们回到他面前来找答案，一步步的。
Sometimes we get an answer in a minute on something.
有的时候我们一分钟马上就得到那个答案。
But most of the time it's just step by step, a little of the answer today.
但是常常是一步步的，神有的时候一天让我们有一个事情。
And we thank the Lord for that information.
我们就为了主给我们一些信息来感谢。
A little bit tomorrow.
也许主明给我们一些。
As we go forward.
当我们这样往前去的时候。
We'll probably have flown 60-70,000 miles by the end of this year. 2010.
2010年可能我们这样不知不觉的就走了飞了六七万英里的路程。
People might say, well, flying must not be any problem. With you, you're used to it.
也许大家会对我说，坐飞机对我不是问题，你已经习惯了吧。
We're not to get used to anything.
其实我们并不能够对任何事情上说习惯。
We have a flesh within, we have an enemy without that can destroy us in a minute.
因为我们里面有肉体，外面有仇敌，可以一分钟之内就把我们毁灭。
And yesterday morning early when we got up, we presented the day to the Lord regarding our flying home.
昨天早上起来就把我们做回家这件事情呈现在主面前。
That includes closing down the home that we were in.
包括在那边 所载着我们把那个家给关上。
The hour plus drive to the airport.
包括我们坐车到飞机场。
The checking in.
包括我们那个安检。
Going through security.
包括弄机票和安检。
The baggage being transferred into the plane, the right plane.
还有包括行李能够上到那个对的飞机上。
The flight home.
还有能够飞回到家里。
Every plane is a bucket of bolts.
每一个飞机都好像是一个船一样。
Man is the one, fallen man is the one who designed it.
是堕落的人设计的这个飞机。
Fallen man is the one who maintains it.
堕落的人维护这个飞机。
I'm sure every single man that came to work to maintain our plane had had anything to drink the night before.
或者你也去设想说那些维系飞机的人，他前天晚上他没有喝酒。
We have a fallen pilot and a fallen co-pilot.
我们也那个有堕落的飞行员、正飞行员和副飞行员。
Sinners are the one who are overtaxed in the tower, giving all the instructions.
那个就是也是犯罪的人在911的时候对犯罪的人也是在那个卫星塔上来指导那些飞机。
And then all of a sudden we're in the air.
忽然间我们就升空了。
But there are birds in the air.
在空中还有会影响飞机的那
个。There are planes in the air.
那空中也有其他的飞机。
And then there's the big thunderheads, those clouds that shake a plane like it's a little toy.
还有闪电，那还有云，就好像震动那个飞机，像你震动一个小的玩具。
And then there's that critical time of landing.
还有那个着地那个致命的关键的时间。
Pick up luggage.
还有你取。
And driving through Houston traffic for an hour.
还有在休斯顿的那个交通中，你要开一小时。
Do we need to have fellowship on simple things like just flying?
我们是不是只是交通坐飞机这件事情就需要有跟主的交通呢？
Why do many people say, I'm so nervous when I fly?
为什么有很多人说是我坐飞机的时候我很紧张？
Lack of fellowship.
缺乏交通。
I would be too.
否则我其实也是一样。
There's nothing certain when you're 35,000 feet above the ground in a bucket of bolts.
当然你在35,000尺的英尺那么高空的时候，没有什么是确定的，就好像是一个船一样。
We can apply this illustration to everything in our lives.
我举这个例子，那后面的原则其实可以应用在生活中其他方面。
We are no match for the enemy.
我们跟我们的仇敌相对，不匹配。
And we are no match even for our fleshly inside.
就是我们那个肉体，其实我们也胜不过它。
We here can learn to have fellowship moment by moment with the Lord.
我们需要学习与主时刻交通。
Or we can suffer great distress.
否则我们就会受许多的苦难。
Which will bring in another set of problems, ulcers. Ulcers, stomach.
甚至也会带回胃溃疡这样的问题。
Heart problems,
心脏的问题。
And all the things that stress brings about.
还有那些会给我们压力的。
God is the one that initiates this fellowship.
神是开始那个交通的。
And we're to respond.
我们就需要回应。
God initiates through His word.
神借着他的话来开始这个交通。
God initiates through circumstances.
神借着一些事情来开始他的交通。
And these circumstances causes us to what? David, inquire of the Lord.
这事情让使我们能够像大卫那样求问神。
Things happen in our life and the natural thing is, oh no, why did that happen?
事情发生的时候我们常会说不为什么这个会发生。
God is ordering it all.
神把这些事情都已经摆定了。
This wasn't just an accident.
不只是个意外的事件。
The person here this morning with the heaviest heart has the greatest potential in the future to be testimony.
今天在我们中间那个心情最重的，将来有一天有最大的可能来做见证。
There is not one thing And any of us here this morning are going through that thousands and thousands of believers have not gone on before.
我们中间所信徒所经过的有很多千千万万其他的信徒已经经过。
Many of those believers have gone through it very poorly.
有许多的信徒经历非常的贫穷。
But there has always been that that has gone through and they have come out unscathed, stronger than ever before.
总有一些愚民来归回，好让他们的属灵生命比以前要更强。
Because of fellowship, praying without ceasing.
因着交通，因着不住的祷告。
Walking by a living, active faith.
而是借着那个活泼的信心来与主同行。
Faith latches hold of God and brings it down into my heart.
信心抓住神，把神带到我们心中。
Faith is not some ambiguous theological word.
信心不是只是一个神学的大的词。
It's a reaching forth and claiming all the riches of heaven and bring it to my situation.
而是信心是好像手伸出去一样，来抓住神宝贵的应许，来应用在我们的生活中。
I know all of you know that, but it's not just knowing it; it's doing it. It's having fellowship during the day, pouring out our heart to the Lord, hour after hour, on the job, at home.In the body.
弟兄们，我知道你们都知道这件事情，但是乃是要借着信心来在面前倾心，在我们的家庭中，在我们生操练这件事情。
For to have this fellowship with the Lord, we must be quick to repent.
我们在与主交通的时候，需要快快的悔改。
When fear grips your heart, say, Lord, I have sinned. I have fear.
惧怕抓住我们的心的时候，我们要悔改说，主，那个惧怕抓住了我的心，我得罪你了。
On the other hand, when you're proud and boastful about something, Lord, I'm a proud person. Thank you for forgiving me.
当你骄傲自夸的时候，你就跟着说，主，我是一个自夸的人，谢谢你赦免我。
That's fellowship.
这个是交通。
It's very practical.
是非常实际的。
How do we have fellowship with one another?
我们彼此之间如何交通？
Well, as we saw in those verses that we read earlier, it's all in the Lord Jesus.
就我们刚才所唱那个诗歌说，这个是在主耶稣基督里的。
It is His life in us.
是借着他在我们里面的命。
By His word being hidden in our heart and the Spirit quickening that word.
是借着那藏在我们心中的话，让圣灵来把那些话点活。
We have fellowship one with another by having a big, big heart.
我们彼此交通要借着需要一个广大的心
Seeing the best in everyone
在别人中间看见他最好的
And maybe the only thing you can see in the other person, your spouse is the fact that they are saved
也许你唯一比如说在你的配偶中间看见的是他不过就是得救了
That is enough
但是这个就足够
Don't go any further
你不需要再求
Quit looking at weaknesses.
停止看他里头的
This is why marriages never get off the ground.
这就是为什么婚姻不能够真正的起飞。
People get married, a little romance, and stays on this level, if they're lucky, usually goes down like this.
所以他们开始结婚恋爱的时候是起飞，常常是平的有一段时间，但是的时候就开始走下坡路。
Relationship for me to grow.
夫妻的关系应该增长。
They can only grow by seeing the hope, the love, the seeing the Lord in one another.
我们只能增长当看见别人之中在主里面的那些盼望和爱。
Generous with the other person, hard on ourselves.
我们对别人要宽大，对自己要严格。
Fellowship with one another only can occur through forgiveness.
我们彼此交通只有借着彼此赦免才能够发生彼此赦免也许是每个小时你都要这样做
Love is the underlying thing when it comes to fellowship
当说到彼此交通的时候爱是最基本的
The fellowship according to 1 Corinthians 13 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8
就是按照哥林多前书第一章刚才四五六七那里的经节
Fellowship with one another occurs through fellowship assembling together
交通也借着我们这样彼此的聚集来交通。
Hebrews 10:25 says, "Forsake not the assembling together."
是希伯来书告诉我们说不可停止聚会。
But it says there, "But encourage one another."
乃是要彼此鼓励。
You are an encouragement to me just by being here this morning.
你们今天早上能来就对我是个鼓励。
You might not say one word around the Lord's table, but just being here is an encouragement to someone.
也许在主的饼杯面前你没有说一句话，但是你在这里，你就是其他某个人的鼓励。
And then when there is a pleasant greeting to one another, it's even more encouraging.
如果大家有那样美好的问安，那就更让人受鼓励。
When we can say, "It's good to see you."
当我们看见说，哎呦，见到你真高兴。
What is the Lord showing you this week?
主礼拜有什么东西启示？
Bring the conversation into the Lord, around the Lord.
把我们彼此的那个交谈是围绕着主。
In Acts 2:42, we see this great verse that in the first church they were gathering together.Hear the apostles' teaching.
使徒第二章四十二节说到，他们彼此聚集来听使徒们的教训。
And then they were fellowshipping regarding that teaching.
并且他们也借着使徒的教训来彼此交通。
And then they were breaking bread. That's fellowship.
并且他们也擘饼，那个就是交通。
And then there is prayer.
还有祷告。
Even when people are praying, it's a form of fellowship.
就是我们一起祷告的时候也是交通的一个方式。
But it also can be a time when we criticize one another.
当然也可以成为我们彼此批评的那个时候。
Instead of just concentrating on the prayer.
而不是我们那个集中祷告。
And the Lord in the person that is praying.
也看见说在祷告人里面的主。
There are many benefits from fellowship.
交通的那个益处非常多。
That's a whole message in itself.
那自己本身它就是一篇信息。
God is delighted when there is fellowship.
当有交通的时候，神是非常的喜悦。
Fellowship is communicating with God.
交通是与神有交通。
Being one with Him.
就是与他唯一。
Sharing our problems with Him.
就是把我们的难处与他有分享。
As we read earlier, there is an alternative.
当我们前面也读到说，那还有另外一个办法。
The alternative is the Lord Jesus is outside the door knocking.
另外一个光景就是主耶稣在门外敲门。
Wanting to come in.
就是主想要进到门外。
Something in the King James Version, to come in and have supper, to sup with us.
那个英皇定本翻译说他要来与我们一起。
How many of you were at the summer conference last June?
有多少人刚做夏令会？
About half of you. Do you remember Dana Condon talking about the word feasting?
大概有一半的人参加，你记得 Dana Condon 弟兄讲到那个词叫 feasting?
A whole subject on feasting.
Feastings. 宴席。
That whole subject of feasting is about what? Fellowship.
宴席那整个信息都说到交通。
This is what we've been called into.
我们蒙召就是要来进入这其中。
We start with fellowship with the Father.
我们开始是从父交通。
Moment by moment.
不住地与他交通。
And then the first test is fellowshipping with our partner, with our roommate.
然后第一个试验就是与我们的配偶与我们的室友有交通。
Our family,
我们的家庭成员有交通。
And then fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
然后也与弟兄姐妹有交通。
It's the ultimate test.
这个才是真正的那个。
It's not easy.
这个试验并不容易。
Comes at great cost.
并且有要花极大的代价。
Every step of fellowship comes by way of the cross.
每一个交通的步骤都有那个十字架。
Denying oneself.
就是否认我们自己。
Great benefits.
伟大的那个益处。
God answers prayer when there's true fellowship.
当我们有真实交通的时候，神答应祷告。
When we are talking to Him about our various problems.
当我们跟他说到我们各样难处的时候，
And there's great loss when we do not know fellowship.
如果我们不认识交通这件事情，我们就会有极大的损失。
Fellowship with him, fellowship with one another.
与他交通，彼此交通。
Father, we are thankful that you have called us fellowship with your Son.
父，感谢你召我们与你的儿子有交通。
Moment by moment relation.
是一个时时刻刻的关系。
There is nothing more important in the whole Bible.
在圣经中没有比这个更重要的。
Than sharing oneness with you.
就是我们与你有合一的分享。
Our prayer is that we might be the answer to the Lord Jesus' prayer when he prayed, Father, that they might be one with us.
当主耶稣祷告说愿我们与你为一的时候，愿我们成为那个祷告的答案。
May this be our goal.
愿这个成为我们的目的。
Our one desire.
我们唯一的渴慕。
And we even walk out of here this afternoon by saying, I want to have this oneness, this fellowship with you.
就是这个聚会完了之后，下午我们这样说，我们愿意与你有那个交通。
Praying without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.